Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I'll turn to another scripture we have used over the years, and that's in Romans chapter 6, because he touches on some of these issues. What is that new beginning about? And Paul has been talking about sin coming about because of Adam, and grace coming to counter that and to bring forth a new race of people. And so, and he says toward the end of that, of chapter 5, that where sin abounded, grace abounded even more. And so, of course, the questions, it comes up to somebody's mind. You can imagine who the author of the question is. That means then, if we're supposed to make God look good, right? And grace, showing grace makes him look good. Therefore, if grace abounds because of sin, shouldn't we sin more? Let's go for it. Let's sin so that God will look good in showing grace. No, that's not the point. And so he asked the question at the beginning of 6, well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. But then he comes to what this new beginning means. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Christ in baptism, we joined him in his death? There's only one way to participate in the new life, the new beginning. You got to participate in the death. You got to say no to this life and literally say, that's my representative. I'm with him 100, 1,000, 1 million percent. It's all about him. That's my doorway of hope. That's the only way I can get to a new beginning, because I'm already in the beginning of the end. If I stay where I'm at, I've got to join him. Yes. That's not saying there's some magic in getting wet. But when that represents the conviction of the heart that I need him and I believe in his promise, and I'm opening my heart to that, and I'm expecting and I'm thanking him, I'm going down there with the same expectation that Jesus had when he went into that tomb. Do you think he was saying, boy, I sure hope he brings me out. I don't know. I don't deserve it. You know, whatever. All the kind of foolish things that the enemy can put in our heads. He went in there knowing that God was faithful, that he was coming out of there with the power to change everything and to share God's love and his life with the people who have a willing and repentant heart. So that's the new beginning. Now it's not just the beginning of the creation in general, but it's the beginning of individual people who come to Christ. So he says, for we died, verse 4, we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. So something has changed. There's no way I could live to please God. It was an impossibility. I did not possess the ability to do that. Neither do you. I don't care what you do. But now, there's a new life on the inside that makes that possible. So this is part of that new beginning. I'm able to do something that I wasn't able before. Thank God it's the glorious power that brought Jesus out. And remember how Paul says, I won't turn over there, but in Ephesians 1, toward the end of chapter 1, he says the same power that brought him out of the grave and put him on a throne is God's power for us. It wasn't just to make him look good and say, wow, it was the same power that he expresses toward others. We have that available to live out that new life. That's what it's about. It's the beginning of a new life. I understand that it's, for us, it's a process of learning and growing. But God forever wants us to know that we have what it takes. If we will learn and listen and agree and just do whatever's needed. Thank God. Thank God. All right? So now he goes on to the conclusion of these facts that we become literally united with Christ in such a way that we died with him, we were buried with him, and we came forth with a new life that gives us the power to live for God. All right? Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Is that true or is it not? Boy, it's hard to wrap our brains around that and to learn and to really begin to live that out. But God wants to plant that reality so deep in our hearts that we can actually experience it in everyday life. That's where God's going. Now, he talked about us being dead to sin, being buried. We were crucified with him. And this thought just kept coming to me this week in different ways. When Jesus came forth from that grave, did he bring anything with him? Or was it new? Did he bring any sins with him? Did he bring any of the corruption of this old nature with him? Did he bring us out and say, all right, I got you started, now it's up to you? Everything about the old you and the old life died, and God left it in that tomb. That's how God sees you and sees me. He put us in a grave. And living for him in this world is all about coming to terms with that, where we understand that's what he did, and I have the power to be that new person that he designed me to be. Lord, help me to do it. Is that real? Is this just fiction? Is this just a feel-good way to kind of look at this, or is this real? Since we have been united with him. Have you been united with him? I hope so. That's what he wants. If there's a willing heart, God will do his part. We will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified. Do you know that? We're crucified with Christ. Boy, that's what happened. We look at the pictures of what happened on the cross, and we see a Savior doing that. Do you see yourself there? Do you see what really happened in God's economy? Do you see that you died on that cross? Boy, what a life-changing reality, life-changing message that is. May God make that real. I confess that it's trying to wrap my brain around that from an intellectual standpoint, just forget about it. I need God to show me. That's how he sees me. That's how he sees the whole plan that he is working out. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, not if, but when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. Thank God. Oh, you know the scripture that talks about him being the first fruits of those who slept, those who died. And the resurrection and what God is bringing to pass when we come forth after this life is over and he comes and we're given that new life, we'll have the same kind of body he does. There won't be any of the ills of this world, not the old age, not anything, but especially not the evil tendencies, the selfish demands that this flesh makes on us. Keeps us in bondage if we listen to it. So anyway, And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this. What makes you sure that this is going to happen for you? Why? Because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. My hope is never in me and my ability or anything I can find in me. It's never that. It's all because of what he did in him. I have one place to come, and that's surrender and trust and faith in him. End of the story. My trust is 100% in what God has done through Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray that everyone here has come to that place where you've recognized what your life in this world is really about. If that's what you want, you will perish. But that's not what God wants. God loved you enough to open a door for a new beginning. May God help us to live that out, to realize what really come to realize what happened. All right, so that's why we're sure. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. Oh, we think we've got to do it over and over and over and try harder and all these kinds of things that the devil gets us going around in the hamster wheel, as it were. And we all run into that at times. My God, help us. He died once. I'll tell you, when we truly come to him and give him our hearts, something happens in the economy of God, and then God wants to teach us how to live that out. But we have everything we need in him. He didn't die and die again and die again and die again. There's a one-time death. It has to play out, but He died once to do what? To break the power of sin. You want to know why the devil hates the blood of the cross? That's the heart of his defeat. He engineered his end. Thank God there will be a time when he will be no more. Thank God. All right? Now that he lives for the glory of God. We who had no power to do that now have power to live in a way that shows off his glory, his grace. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. See, God wants us first to get a hold of the facts of what happened. That we are dead, we have the power. Boy, that takes some work for God to get us to really begin to see it that way. That's how he sees it. He doesn't just see you as the mess you think you are. I saw that, Ron. But you're not alone. God sees you as his child, redeemed, finished, because he knows that he's able to do the whole job. He hasn't left any of it up to my power and my resources.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.